the burgeoning sunlight, lifting flagging spirits, they stepped out with a will, the golden eagle flying low in front of them as they chanted aloud,
Red Wall Logalog! Red Wall Galsum! Red Wall Logalog! Red Wall Galsum!
Abbess Vale rubbed her eyes and looked about suspiciously. It was mid-morning, and they were still bumping along the dusty brown path in the cart. She rapped on the side sharply.
Thrug, where are you taking us? I haven't been this far for seasons, but I recognize the country. We're well past St. Ninian's.
Thrug muttered something unintelligible under his breath and quickened his pace. Faithspenny awakened suddenly.
Eh? What's that, my dear? What's a log-a-log?
The jolting of the cart was not doing much for Vale's mood.
Log-a-log? I never said anything about a log-a-log. What are you chunnering on about, Faith Spinney?
Faith held up a paw.
Stop, please, Mr. Thrug. Shh, listen.
Thrug halted the cart. All three creatures listened carefully. On the still morning air, the sound drifted up to them from farther down, beyond a bend in the path.
Red Wall log-a-log! Red Wall Galsum!
Slow to catch on, Faith Spinney shook her head.
What sort of beast do you reckon a gossan is, Vale? Who's making all that noise anyway?
A large smile was spreading across the abbess's face. She leaned over and patted Thrug on the back.
It's a ruler and Samkim, I know it is! Forward with all speed, Thrug! Charge!
As they rounded the bend, Samkim saw the cloud of dust approaching and heard the rattle of the cart. Ever vigilant, Log-a-log yelled out to his shrews,
Bows and slings ready! Some beast is coming this way fast!
But Samkim and Arula had recognized Thrug and the occupants of the cart, who were standing up, cloaks flying in the breeze.
It's the abbess and Mrs. Spinney and Thrug! Good old Thrug! Come on, Arula!
They dashed off toward the oncoming cart. Faith Spinney could be heard crying shrilly.
Oh, my dears, it's Samkim and Arula! Oh, my spikes! Oh, those young rascals! Oh, see them, Vale, see them! And young Master Samkin a-waving that great sword aloft! My life and great acorns, 'tis the sword of Martin! Look, he's brought it back to us!
Every beast cheered wildly, and tears sprang unbidden to the eyes of Abbess Vale at the sight of the young squirrel, now a fully-fledged warrior, wielding the great blade in the sunlight. Thrug made the little cart bounce and leap from the path as he dashed at top speed, laughing wildly.
I knew it were you two young villains! Samkin, Arula, it's me, your old matey Thruggo!
Arula made the dust fairly fly as she pounded along the path.
Abbess Marm, Mrs. Spinsy, tis I, Rula the Moly Maid!
Laughing, weeping, gasping for breath, they met in a rush. For one so old and frail, the abbess turned out to be a mighty hugger. She clutched Samkim, completely winding him as she yelled down his ear,
Samkim! Samkim! I knew you'd come back someday!
Faith Spinney was kissing a ruler and boxing her ears at the same time.
Oh, you little rip! Welcome back, my dear! Now don't you ever stray from that abbey again, do you hear me?
Thrug wiped the dust from his face and patted their backs heftily.
You're a sight for otters, oys, young'uns. I'll wager you some good old tales and yarns to spin about adventures and travels.
The abbess had managed to compose herself. She placed her paws round Samkim and Arula, protecting them from the curious red wallers.
There will be ample time for the telling of tales later. Perhaps we'd better greet all these new guests they've brought to our abbey.